Hello and welcome everybody. It's 4:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's World News. Our top story for this half hour, Turkey has warned American soldiers in Syria of the possibility of being treated as terrorists if they keep backing Kurdish YPG militants. Talking to media, Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdag threatened to expand Ankara's operation to the town of Manbij and even east of the Euphrates River if the YPG did not withdraw. He went on to say that U.S. soldiers risk being caught up in clashes and the Turkish forces would not make a distinction if Americans appear in YPG uniforms. Bozdag was referring to past images of U.S. troops in northern Syria with YPG insignia. Political commentator Jason Unruh joins us now from Niagara Falls, Ontario. Mr. Unruh, welcome to the program. What was your first impression when you heard it is a threat coming from Ankara towards American soldiers in Afrin.
Honestly, my first impression was that the U.S. coalition against Syria may be starting to collapse. The problem is that the United States has collected a bunch of proxy forces together in order to do its bidding inside the country, rather than carrying out a regular conventional war against the government of Bashar al-Assad. Now, the problem is that a lot of these groups are fractured. They're all against each other. Some of them are on the same side, some are against. And it's hard to negotiate or to really navigate all those kinds of contradictions. Many of these different forces have different goals from each other, some of them in complete opposition to each other, as we've seen with the Kurds and with Turkey. So almost a situation like this was inevitable as the United States continued to support the side of the Kurds, which the Turkey sees as terrorists. It's naturally going to cause some antagonism with Turkey, with Ankara. So once they announced the creation of the SDF, a 30,000 unit strong, militia along the border between Syria and Turkey, it was obvious that Turkey was going to take exception to this and was going to have to do something about it, or they would see a renewed and even possibly even more bold attacks against the country coming from the Kurds. Now, this is the fault of the U.S. They have thrown too many different groups into the mix and manipulated them into doing their work for them. And eventually, this kind of problem was going to break out when you've got so many groups going against each other.
Well, Mr. Unruh, I think that it was pretty obvious as Daesh dwindled down in Syria, the issue of Kurds in northern Syria was going to be a very contentious one. We're now seeing the operations in Afrin. Also, Ankara has an eye on Manbij. Isolating down our focus on what's taking place in Afrin, what's the end game to all of this?
Well, the end game, all this, if the U.S. gets what it wants, is a Syria that has been balkanized into smaller pieces, particularly, hopefully, with the north and the east cordoned off from the rest of the Syrian government, where basically many of the energy resources are. The problem is that the force that they're using to do it with stands in absolute contradiction to the Ankara government. The U.S. is hoping to weaken Syria enough in order to be able to, as I said, balkanize it and to have it carved up into territories that it can control away from the power of the Syrian government. However, the problem is a lot of these groups do stand in opposition to each other, but how well this tactic will work out for the U.S. remains to be seen, because as of right now, with this problem between the Kurds and Turkey, it's not looking very good for them at all.
Thank you, sir. Political commentator Jason Unruh joining us from Ontario.